It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
Another week closer to the end of the high school basketball regular season, continuing on here in the month of February. It is Super Bowl week. So many sports going on, and glad to be a part of your Tuesday night here on Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA. We're also dialed up on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net here tonight. This one is always fun when you get Nemaha Central and Sabetha, and that's the case that we got for you here tonight. Brandon Tamman with you, Chance Link in studio. We got Logan Bitterman, Mike, part of the team as well on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net, and we welcome you to our broadcast here tonight as we get set for a double dip, a Big 7 basketball, and we start with the girls' game, and we'll dive into the starting lineups here in just a second, but let's get you caught up on the latest Big 7 standings, and right now it's Nemaha Central's world. Everybody else just kind of living in it right now. They're undefeated at 9-0. Riverside a couple games back in the loss column at 8-2, and then the Sabetha team here tonight at 6-3. It's going to be real hard to climb their way back to the top, but Sabetha, of course, having a really good year, and this Nemaha Central team, as I said, they're in the control of their own destiny and just inching that much closer to an outright league championship.
Yeah, and you look at a game like this, obviously, the first time around, these two teams, it was over in Sabetha, and you think about how that one ended. It came off a game-winning shot right at the buzzer that a lot of people probably didn't think was going to go in. It just snuck over the front of the rim. Otherwise, that game could have went to OT, and who knows how that game actually turns out. But, you know, the ball got in. And Nemaha Central walked away with a 2-point win that night. The biggest thing coming into this game, at least for the Sabetha side, if you look at it, is you got some pretty good wins coming in tonight. Obviously, they just beat Royal Valley last Friday, but the game before that, they knocked off Riverside in Elwood. And you think about how good Riverside's done this year. I mean, you just look up there at their standings; they're 8-2. They're just two games behind Nemaha right now. Sabetha, the way they got handled against Riverside and Sabetha the first time around. Who knows? This is about the team. It's going to be an interesting game here tonight. Nemaha Central, though, it's like you said, Brandon. It's kind of whatever they want to do. And not saying that they're going to obviously lose tonight. Obviously, we did the game last year. Sabetha lost at home. Turned around and beat them over here in the girls. Obviously, they lost to them by one in substate over here first round. But even if Nemaha Central was to lose, you know, one game here down the stretch, it still doesn't matter. They'd still win the league. So we'll just have to see how Nemaha Central, how they play. This is going to be a really great matchup, regardless of what the overall standings are.
Yeah, two of the better teams, no doubt, in this league. And real quick, the Sabetha Blue Jays under fourth-year head coach Nate Bauman. Right now, 9-6 overall, 6-3 in league play. McKenna Haberkamp, a 5'7 senior, starting in the backcourt alongside Hallie Scobie, a 5'8 senior. Jessica Gruber is a 5'9 senior. You also have Lexi Hayden, a 5'7 junior. And also, of course, the star for this Blue Jays squad, it's Mary Lukerts, a 5'8 senior, rounding out that starting five. So again, for Sabetha, you got Haberkamp, Lukerts, Scobie, Gruber, and Hayden. And for Nemaha Central, 14-1. They are 9-0 in league play under 12th-year head coach Haddon Hilchin. Number 3 in Class 3A, according to the KBCA. It'll be Ella Larkin, the 5'9 senior, 11.8 points per game. Addie Holthouse, the 5'9 senior, correction, 5'10 senior, leading scorer and leading rebounder. You got Cammie Dollinghouse in the backcourt, a 5'6 sophomore. Also, Callie Honeyman, a 5'11 sophomore. And Reagan Garrity, a 6-foot sophomore. So again, for the Thunder and Haddon Hilchin, it is Honeyman, Larkin, Holthouse, Dollinghouse, and also Garrity. Well, it's just always fun when these two teams meet. It was 29-27 in the first meeting in December, and we're off and running here from Nemaha Central High School. First of two games tonight. Sabetha comes out in its own defense, rocking their all-blue uniforms. Thunder, of course, in the home whites. Dollinghouse, a touch pass to Larkin, trying to fight through a couple defenders, gets caught in a triple team, ball's on the floor, and we'll get a whistle and a tie-up in the possession arrow to Sabetha. So the Blue Jays defense forcing an early turnover.
And one thing, Brandon, to point out, obviously, the first time these two teams matched up, for Sabetha, they had Penn Batchelor. This time they don't have her this time around, so that could be a different take as well in this game.
Penn Batchelor, a 5'9 senior, injured right now for the Blue Jays, a starting forward and had been all year. Blue Jays get their first possession with the basketball. Haberkamp over to Lukerts. They quickly close a couple defenders on her. Right side, this is Hayden around a ball screen. All right, back to the point, it goes to Gruber. Left side to Haberkamp. 45 seconds in, no score. Blue Jays 9-6 coming in, 6-3 in league play. They try to bounce one across to Hayden, and a foul's going to be called after a steal by Dollinghouse, and we get our first foul at 7:06 to go in the quarter. And that one against Lexi Hayden. The Nemaha Central team, again, just getting closer and closer to an outright league championship. Two games up in the loss column on Riverside. And Logan mentioned earlier in the pregame that Sabetha last week won at Riverside. And besides the Blue Jays loving that, certainly the Thunder enjoyed that, helping them atop the standings. As Garrity gets a touch inside, throws up a wild shot that's no good. Addie Holthaus, though, able to get the rebound and keep the possession alive. So a second chance opportunity here for the Thunder. Still no score. 6:35 left to go in this opening quarter. Dollinghouse steps in, left wing. A jump shot is good. Cammy Dollinghouse. It's Nemaha Central on the board. A 2-0 advantage at 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Just the second possession so far for the Blue Jays. Luke it around a ball screen. Kicks it left. It's deflected out of bounds by Dollinghouse. So the Blue Jays will keep it here in the front court. They'll throw it in far sideline. The Sabetha team averaging just shy of 40 points per game, but they're certainly known for their defense, giving up less than 35 points per game. And as we mentioned again, this first matchup, neither team hit 30. It was 29-27. As Lukert steps back for a deep three, this one is off the rim. Too strong, and a rebound for Garrity. Here's the Thunder pushing the tempo. Honeyman drives, caught in a double, wrapped up by Hayden, and another tie-up, this time possession arrow, keeping it with Nemaha Central. Just cracked 2 minutes plus into this opening quarter. A 2-0 start here for Nemaha Central. Cammy Dollinghouse, the lone bucket for the Thunder. She throws it in. Left side now gets it back into the corner. Now Larkin on the block. Kicks it left. Dollinghouse for three. Off the rim, and it drops in. It looked like it was a touch too strong, but Dollinghouse cans a triple, and it's a 5-0 start now for the Thunder. Sabetha going from left to right here in the first half. Hayden has a touch right side on the wing. Thunder going man-to-man here in the early. Going, and Larkin that pass and comes away with a steal. Larkin wants to go coast-to-coast, but Lukert chasing her down, punching it out of bounds. So good transition defense there by Lukert. Thunder, though, will keep it underneath their basket at 5:28 to go in the quarter, leading 5-0. A couple early turnovers by the Blue Jays. Here's Addie Holthaus, left side on the wing. Throws a long pass to Honeyman on the right wing. A 2-3 zone defense right now for the Blue Jays. Honeyman right side on the wing. Now Garrity at the elbow, kicks it to Larkin. A baseline drive from the right corner. Little fade and a pure little swish and a little jump back shot there by Ella Larkin. And it's now 7-0 Nemaha Central. Blue Jays, a struggle here offensively to start. They've had one shot attempt, a couple of turnovers. Now Lukert will drive from the right wing. She'll take it all the way. A little floater is a swish. Mary Lukert doing it all herself there on that possession. Big bucket for the Blue Jays. They're on the board trailing 7-2 at 4:45 to go in the quarter. Well, we've seen Mary Lukert certainly take over games at times. She's one of the leading scorers in this league at over 16 points per game. And now Larkin, a little fade on her shot, no good. Cammy Dollinghouse, though, will get an offensive rebound and another second chance opportunity here. Here's Addie Holthaus, left corner. They don't close out. She'll fire a three. This one not there. And an offensive rebound by Honeyman, and stick back is no good. And now Larkin gets a third rebound and another opportunity for the Thunder. So early storyline is second chance opportunities here for the Thunder. Well, in this case, a third opportunity. Now Honeyman will try to fire a three. That one is short. It is Larkin again and missing on that putback. And finally, Gruber able to rip that one away. So essentially four opportunities there for the Thunder, and they are unable to convert. We've played halfway into this opening quarter, 7-2 Nemaha Central. The rebounding numbers heavily in favor for NC here early. Here is Scobie's pass, a little lazy, and it's taken away. It's Addie Holthaus coast to coast off the right, finishing with the left, and a timeout for the Blue Jays. And just like that, a roaring start for the Thunder, a 9-2 advantage. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, Logan, as we take a look at the early going, we've played a little bit more than halfway into this opening quarter. The rebound numbers right now heavily in favor of Nemaha Central. They're getting second and third opportunities, and the offense a little stagnant early for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and right now, you look at how this game's going so far, and to your point, Brandon, the rebounds, Nemaha Central's basically wanting everybody to know this is why we're number one in the Big 7 League on the girls' side right now, is because of what we can do offensively. If you're Sabetha, as far as defensive rebounds, obviously you don't want to foul, but you got to be a little bit more physical going for the ball. You just got to box out and come down with the ball. And then you said it, Mary Luker, and the way she scores for the Blue Jays, she had 27 last Friday night against Royal Valley, so we'll see how she does here tonight as well.
Well, out of the timeout, she tried to little floater in the lane and got her own miss, and a second chance is missed this time by Haverkamp, and a rebound for Addie Holthaus. Up the floor quickly to Haley Holthaus, who just checked in off her fingertips and out of bounds. Second turnover by Nemaha Central. So Sabetha gets it back, trailing 9-2 at 3:08 and counting first quarter. Thunder have played man-to-man defense here early as Lukert has it at the point. Now Gruber left side. This is Haverkamp in the corner. Closed out by Addie Holthaus. Now Gruber right side to Hayden. Dribbles to the elbow. Picks it up there. Right side to Scobie. Good. Face up inside. And Gruber with a nice post positioning there for an easy two. Gruber on the board. Makes it 9-4 Nemaha Central. Here's Addie Holthaus. A baseline drive. Pull up through two defenders is no good. And fighting for the rebound is Scobie. And a whistle and a foul against Nemaha Central. They will get Ella Larkin for her first and the first Thunder foul. It's 2:35 left in the opening quarter.
We do have a end of the first quarter score right quick, Brandon. Big 7 League matchup. The Hiawatha Lady Redhawks up 14-3 on Riverside.
So that is a good start. You know, Hiawatha team that won their midseason tournament, they've been a little bit up and down, but they got some good athletes, and they're always a tough out. And currently right now, a good start there against Riverside. Up 11 in the first quarter. Here's a drive, a missed shot, and an offensive rebound for Hayden, and then it's taken away. Another turnover after the offensive rebound. Here's Ellie Ruski up to the point. It's Addie Holthaus looking for Larkin inside, closed out, deflected away, and another steal. Both teams turning it over. Now Lukert wants to go coast to coast. Sidesteps a defender, and off the window, it's good. Mary Lukert for the six, and just like that, Blue Jays back to within a tray. It's 9-6. Here is Holthaus, the entry pass inside, shot is up off the rim a couple of times. Larkin gets the rebound and then is tied up, and the possession arrow back to Sabetha. As a sub in for the Blue Jays, the senior Carly Harder is checked in. Also, Garrity back in here for Nemaha Central. Larkin gets a breather. So again, both teams had their issues with some turnovers early. Got a minute 35 to go in the quarter. Back-to-back buckets by the Blue Jays. Got them back to within three. Now Luker drives a lot of contact. Throws it off the glass. No good. Garrity able to gather that miss. Here's Haley Holthaus down in the middle of the floor. Screaming right side pass. It goes on the wing to Dollinghaus. Now Garrity left side touch on the wing. Back to the point. They reverse it right. Still a 2-3 zone defense right now for Sabetha. You got Luker and Harder on top of it. Lukert deflects a pass. They nearly steal it. Pass inside to Garrity. Layup good. Reagan Garrity, a nice feed by Dollinghaus there. And 11-6 now our score. Nemaha Central back in front by 5. We got 57 seconds left in the quarter. Sabetha with the basketball. Scobie right side, high on the wing. And Garrity reading that pass, and she's going to take it away and able to pick it up in the front court. Another turnover by Sabetha. 5 here in the quarter. So under 40 seconds to go in this first, 11-6 Nemaha Central. They have the ball, a chance to play for the final shot if they so choose. Ruski to Haley Holthaus up top. Sabetha still in that 2-3 zone. We're down to 25 seconds and counting to go. Bounce it short corner left. Addie Holthaus dives in towards the bucket, trapped in a double team and a whistle and a foul. At exactly 20 seconds to go, we'll get a couple subs back in. The Sabetha foul, I believe, against Hallie Scobie, and that is her first, and team foul number 2. Honeyman and Larkin coming back in for Nemaha Central, and then Hayden's going to come back in for Sabetha. Final 20 seconds to go in the first. Nemaha Central underneath their own basket to throw it in, 11-6 their lead. Here's Larkin at the point. Right side to Garrity on the wing. And up top to Ruski. Haddon Hilchin, the 12th year head coach, calling out the signals. Down to 10. They want to play for the final shot. Here's Haley Holthaus working around a screen. Left side to Ruski. Back to Holthaus. Right side Garrity. 3 seconds to go. They need to get some off. It's Haley Holthaus. A deep three. And she buries it as time expires. Well, it didn't look all that great to start, but Haley Holthaus cans a triple to end the quarter in a big shot for the Thunder. One quarter down, 14-6 their lead over Sabetha. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out. But in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Moral Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better-than-factory paint job. Moral Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
Kansaland Radio.
Good quarter for the Nemaha Central girls. They lead Sabetha 14-6 as we start the second quarter. Brandon Tamman, Chance Link, Logan Bitterman, part of the broadcast team here tonight. Nemaha Central to start the second quarter with the ball. Sabetha continuing that 2-3 zone. Thunder had a 9-3 advantage in rebounding in the first quarter, and Garrity inside had it knocked away in a steal. Five turnovers now by the Thunder. Quickly up the floor, Scobie for two. She can't spin in the layup. It rims out, and Honeyman the rebound. Good opportunity missed there by Scobie. Thunder also knocked down a couple threes in that first quarter. Right at the end, Haley Holthaus, a three as time expired, to extend that lead out to 14-6. That's where we stand early portions of the second. Here's Honeyman at the point. Long pass into the right corner. This is Larkin. Puts it on the dribble towards the basket. Had a pass deflected. Now Ruski has it left wing. Up top it goes to Honeyman. Now Larkin at the elbow. Shot blocked from behind by Lukert. Great defense by Mary Lukert. And a rebound there for Gruber. So now Lukert near sideline into the front court. Lukert's been sensational this season. 16.7 points per game. Averaging nearly 6 rebounds, nearly 3 assists, and nearly 4 steals a game. Gruber inside. Shot is up, and it wedged in between the rims, so that's a jump ball, and the possession arrow will give it back to Nemaha Central, or am I wrong? No, possession arrow stays here. Well, the official to use another basketball to get it unwedged, and we got it. So, nicely done. No applause by anybody. So the, there you go. So the possession stays here. With Sabetha, they're trailing 14-6 at 6:50 to go until halftime. They quickly go inside to Lukert, stepping through a double team. She is bumped and fouled. It is on the floor, just the second Nemaha Central foul. And the second against Larkin, and that's going to call up Addie Holthaus back to the scorer's table. So a tough loss as Larkin again picks up her second foul. Has to take a quick seat. Here is Hayden to throw it in. Her pass deflected, and another steal for Nemaha Central. This is Haley Holthaus all the way. Whistle. The shot is good, but they say the foul is on the floor. So it's not the NBA. The continuation is not there. The Sabetha foul against Mary Lukert, her first. So it was a nice move by Haley Holthaus, but they will go ahead and throw it in underneath their own buckets as Honeyman gets it in the right corner. 2-3 zone. We've seen Nemaha Central pretty much play man the whole time as far as defense goes. We've played 90 seconds into this second quarter. No team has scored yet in this second period. Good passing, though, here for Nemaha Central. Ruski an open three. She left it short. Rebound Sabetha. Scobie able to gather that miss. Now Lukert near sideline. Head of steam. Lost it underneath. And Nemaha trying to get it back. It's a tie-up between Lukert and Addie Holthaus. And the possession arrow this time going back to Nemaha. Well, we've seen some times here, Logan, as Lukert, she wants to get it, and she wants to push. She's really trying to get it to the bucket, trying to get behind that Nemaha Central defense, and certainly they've had some opportunities. Again, just unable to convert.
Yeah, Sabetta offensively has kind of just been bringing it down the court, see if he can work it inside, but Nemaha Central is doing a really great job of it. Mary Lukert just trying to get in there and either try to draw a foul or get an easy kick-out shot or maybe just go up with it.
Right now, still nobody has scored in this second quarter. 5:50 to go. Clock's moving. Thunder with the basketball, leading here 14-6. Nice dump down into Garrity. Layup, no good. Just missing. Could have been an and one, but a foul and two free throws coming up here for Reagan Garrity. Scobie just picks up her second. And Reagan Garrity will shoot to the 6-foot sophomore. Chance for the first points for either side here. In the second quarter, in and out. No good on the first free throw attempt. Now 19-31 on the year is Reagan Garrity at the line. Thunder is a team, 50%. Cammie Dollinghouse checks back in for Nemaha Central. Garrity will try to go one for two. And that one is short, but Addie Holthouse, an offensive rebound to keep it alive. Her fadeaway is no good. And I think Garrity on the rebound attempt is going to be called for a foul. Once again, offensive rebound, second chance. That's been kind of the story here early, helping Nemaha out to this 8-point advantage. Sabetha gets it back. No harm done there. Still 14-6. Nobody has scored in this second quarter. Sabetha keeping themselves in it. Both teams have struggled at times offensively. Here's Hayden inside. Lost it and out of bounds. Another Sabetha turnover. Third of the quarter already, 8 here in the first half. And the Thunder now from right to left, bringing it across the timeline. Sabetha sitting back in that 2-3 zone defense. Trinity Detweiler has checked in for the Blue Jays up top with Harder on that 2-3 zone defense. Now a turnaround shot from the right block is good by Addie Holthouse. That was pure, nothing but nylon. Makes it 16-6. And our first points here of the second quarter belong to Nemaha Central. And their lead is 10. 4:50 to go until halftime. Here's Mary Lukert on a drive. Tried to put one high off the window. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Nemaha Central. And the Blue Jays will keep it. Lukert trying to do a lot here in the first half by herself. She has 4 of the 6 points for the Blue Jays. She launches a pass to the point. Here's Gruber. Drives. And a foul on the floor. Stoppage of play. This one against Garrity. That is her second. Team foul number 3. Or correction now, team foul number 4. Both teams with 4 fouls in this first half with 4:44 to go until halftime. Here's Lukert trying to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard. Needs to get it in. Does so and is able to get it in just in time. Now she has it in the corner. Guarded by Honeyman. Cut off on a drive and has to work it back to the point with Gruber. Gruber up top. Right side to Detweiler. Guarded by Haley Holthouse. Detweiler had it knocked away. Lukert able to gather. Curling around the arc. Kicks it to Hayden in the corner. Now Hayden curls inside. Kicks it straight up top. Detweiler a 3. Book it. Big time shot for Trinity. Detweiler and a timeout on the floor. At 4:21 to go in the half. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Our girls score in the second quarter with 4:21 to go. It's Nemaha Central 16. Sabetha 9. And we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Chance in studio, Logan with you, Mike as well, part of the Sabetha Channel. Appreciate everyone helping out on the broadcast tonight. Appreciate it very much. And right now a 16-9 lead for Nemaha Central. They've hit 3 threes. They've kind of controlled the glass inside. But, you know, Sabetha, slowly but surely, kind of keeping themselves in it. I felt like there's been times where Nemaha could really kind of pull away a little bit. But We know how the Blue Jays work. They are a good, solid squad, and one of the best in the league. Mary Lukert won't allow them to get behind too much. Let's go out of the timeout. Back in that 2-3 zone. Addie Holthouse, a little pull-up Jay. This one off the rim, no good, and a rebound for Sabetha. Lukert gets it up the floor. Now back at the point. A 16-9 Nemaha Central lead at 4 minutes to go now until halftime.
And obviously we'll see what Sabetha does. It's interesting. Ella Larkin has two fouls. She's back in the game now for Garrity, who also has two fouls. Brandon, you would think Sabetha would want to try to work it to Jessica Gruber and see if he can't get Larkin to pick up her third.
Well, speaking of two fouls, Lexi Hayden picking up her second there, tripping over Dollinghouse as she was running around the perimeter there. And the sub back in as Haverkamp checks back in for Sabetha, replacing Hayden, who just picked up that second foul. So in the front court, Ruski to throw it in, far sideline, dumps it into Dollinghouse. And once again, Sabetha just sitting back in that 2-3 zone. Thunder trying to get some touches inside. Honeyman now has a touch on the wing. Back up top to Addie Holthouse, right side Ruski. A lot of passing around the perimeter. Ruski left side, Dollinghouse. Back up top it goes, right side to Honeyman. Honeyman, Dollinghouse, and Ruski playing with it around the perimeter. Now Holthouse gets a touch, short corner left. Works it back to Honeyman, right wing for three. Off the rim. And a foul underneath on the rebound attempt is going to go against Nemaha Central and Addie Holthouse, who picks up her first. So a good job there boxing out by Lukertz to get Addie Holthouse with her first foul and team foul number five. 3:10 to go until halftime. A 16-9 advantage here for Nemaha Central, trying to stay undefeated in league play and move one step closer to an outright league championship. Pass inside, Lukert gathers underneath, kicks it back to Harder, the lefty for three. This one off the rim, no good, and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Here's Addie Holthouse pushing it down the middle, gets to the elbow, kicks it to Ruski right side. Dollinghouse now splits two, floater in the paint, no good, whistle and a foul, and two shots coming up here for Cammie Dollinghouse. Jessica Gruber picks up her first, and team foul number six. Here's Dollinghouse, the sophomore, scored the first 5 points of the game for NC and now has six as she connects on the first free throw. Garrity back into the game here for Nemaha Central. Larkin takes a breather. 17-9 Thunder at 2:44 to go until halftime. Dollinghouse second, off the heel strong. Another offensive rebound for Addie Holthouse. Her putback is there. Addie Holthouse with 6 points and five rebounds here in the first half. And the lead back to 10 here for the Thunder at 19-9. 2.5 to go. Here's Lukert. Nice drive. Good kick. 17'2". That's off the rim. Battling for the rebound is Holthouse and Harder. And the possession arrow, good job by, or correction, that was Detweiler tied up with Holthouse underneath and keeping the Blue Jays here with the possession. Here's Detweiler in the corner. Puts it on the dribble. Up top it goes to Gruber. Long pass to Harder on the wing. Nice ball fake, but they call it for a walk. A traveling call against Sabetha. 9 turnovers now as Larkin comes back in for the Thunder. The 19-9 advantage for Nemaha Central. We got 2:17 left in the half. And Ruski comes out as Larkin comes back in. And here is Dollinghouse working it across the timeline. Left side pass to Addie Holthouse on the wing. Back to the point it goes with Honeyman. Right side now. They go to Garrity on the elbow. That one is knocked away. And we'll get a jump ball. Battle for it on the ground. Possession arrow is going to stay here with Nemaha Central. Down to 2:02 to go. Six points apiece for Addie Holthouse and Cammie Dollinghouse. And they set up Addie inside on that inbounds play. And she makes one right at the rim. 8 now for Addie Holthouse. It's 21-9, a 12-point advantage. Largest lead here for the Thunder in the first half with under a minute 50 to go. Here's Harder at the point up top now. This is Haverkamp, right side to Lukert. Not using the screen. A little pull-up after two dribbles. Rattles in. Mary Lukert now with 6. Makes it 21-11. Lead back to 10 at 90 seconds to go in the half. Here's Garrity up top. Over the head pass to Addie Holthouse in the corner, looking for Larkin inside, and a bump and a foul. And that's going to be a one-and-one opportunity now for Ella Larkin. Waiting for the Sabetha foul. They get Gruber with her second. So Scobie, Gruber, and Hayden all with 2,000 apiece here for the Blue Jays. And this will be Ella Larkin to shoot a 1-1. 5'9 senior, averaging nearly 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. She hits the free throw at a 52% clip. She knocks in the first tier and will get the bonus. Hard to believe, just down to about 2 and change as far as weeks left in this regular season. Second is no good, and a rebound for Sabetha. So a 1-for-2 trip there by Ella Larkin. Makes it 22-11. And here's Gruber, a baseline drive, a little reverse layup. It missed everything, and a rebound for Ella Larkin. Here's Ella Larkin down the middle of the floor. Stops at the point, right side to Haley Holthouse. To Addy, it goes in the corner. Back to Haley up top, looking left, and back to Addy, right side on the wing. Short corner, it goes to Garrity. And they reverse it back to Honeyman, who drives from the left wing. Layup is good, and the foul. How about the drive and finish from Callie Honeyman, and a chance at a three-point play.
And it's the third foul on Gruber as well.
Gruber picks up her third, team foul number 9. Callie Honeyman with her first basket tonight as Ruski checks back in. Now the largest lead here for the Thunder at 13. It's 24-11. 56 seconds to go in this half. And another sub checking in here. It's Audrey Herman. Now you see Nate Bauman going a little bit deeper into that bench with some foul trouble here in the first half. As Honeyman tries to cap off the three, she rattles it in. It's good. And her first three of the books tonight. 25-11, Nemaha Central. Now under 50 seconds to go in the half. Sabetha with the basketball. Herman gets a touch inside. Her shot's missing. And a foul, and I think Audrey Herman's going to get a couple of free throws here.
And the foul went on Garrity, her third.
So Reagan Garrity now with 3 fouls. That'll bring back Cammie Dollinghouse to the scorer's table as Audrey Herman will shoot 2, and she airballs the first one. No good. The Dollinghouse back in. Garrity's out.
We do have a quick score update, Brandon. Hiawatha up 23-13 at halftime in the girls' game in that one. Over Riverside.
And Riverside again right now, second place in the league standings, and that would certainly help Nemaha Central. And both free throws, by the way, for Herman, not there. And a 25-11 lead remains for Nemaha Central. Final 38 seconds and counting. And it looks like the Thunder might try to bleed this one out and play for the final shot of the half. 30 seconds to go. Here's Haley Holthouse, right side on the wing. We've seen a zone defense all half here for the Blue Jays. Now Ruski, Addy, a nice kick right side to Haley in the corner. Haley works around 2 defenders. Long pass back to the point. Now 16 seconds to go.
And it's smart on Coach Hilton's part to try to drain the rest of the 40-second clock. Obviously, you don't want to give Sabetha a chance to come down and get a shot and get a little bit of momentum going in the halftime.
Yeah, try to keep your players in that are kind of picking up some fouls. Now 3 seconds to go. Here's a deep try from straight on. Not there off the rim, right side. No good by Dollinghouse. And that takes us to the end of the first half, where Nemaha Central's been kind of in control from the jump. They right now have their largest lead of the game at 14. It's 25-11, Nemaha Central at the half. Our halftime show is next. Brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Polson on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Polson on Highway 16. Girls game at the half, Nemaha Central 25, Sabetha 11. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I am a board-certified mental health and wellness coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about whole self-care and functional nutrition and would love to help customize a plan for reaching your specific health goals. You will learn about which foods and nutrients are necessary to restore your body to optimal health and how to incorporate techniques to alleviate stress on your body, mind, and soul. Coaching keeps us accountable, and this is what I specialize in. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha for your free consultation.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Well, our halftime score in the girls' game tonight is always good when Nemaha Central and Sabetha hook up. But right now, the Thunder in control with their largest lead of the game at 25-11. A 14-point halftime advantage for Nemaha Central. Again, our halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires as we dive into the numbers in the first half here. As the Thunder jumped out to a 14-6 advantage at the end of the first quarter, and then they would outscore Sabetha 11-5 in the second. They lead it 25-11 here at the half. 8 points in the first half for Addie Holthaus to lead the way. She also added 5 rebounds. 6 points from Cammie Dollinghouse. And a couple of boards as well. They also got 3 points apiece from Callie Honeyman, Ella Larkin, and Haley Holthaus. And then they got 2 points from Reagan Garrity. Blue Jays, not much, just 3 in the book. 6 of the 11 points from the 5'8 senior, Mary Lukert. They got 3 from Trinity Detweiler. Then they also got 2 from Jessica Gruber. Blue Jays had 9 turnovers in the first half. They were 0 of 2 from the free throw line, and they hit 1 triple. Nemaha Central, they had 5 first-half turnovers. They were 3 of 7 from the line, and they hit 2 threes. But the rebound numbers in advantage here for Nemaha Central, 15-7 is their advantage on the glass. 25-11, Nemaha Central. We'll step aside, take another timeout. We'll have more halftime right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad and come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
All right, welcome back. Brandon Salmon, Chance Link, Logan Bitterman with you. We got Mike on the camera duties for the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net as our girls game again at the half, 25-11, Nemaha Central. Logan, bring you alongside. And again, as we get ready for the second half, I actually want to talk to you what we're going to see here in the nightcap, the boys game. The Blue Jays, again, number one in 3A, continuing the undefeated run at 15-0. Controlling, again, their own destiny, trying to win that outright league championship. They won the first meeting against Nemaha Central by 9, I believe. And I go back and look, it was a 57-46 game. So an 11-point win for Sabetha the first time around. But it's always fun when these two teams meet, regardless of the records. You kind of throw it out. And again, Sabetha is good as any team in the state, and they just kind of continue their run. They have scored 70 or more in three straight games.
Yeah, the Sabetha boys this season have just been kind of a buzzsaw for a lot of teams. And it's so funny because you look at this team that Sabetha has this season and you just think, well, they don't play very many subs. You know, obviously Jacob Grimm's gotten in more and more here down the stretch this season. It's kind of ironic if you look at it. You think about last season, I always refer back to it, the Royal Valley boys, it's identical, literally. You think about, you know, except for the starters, because the Royal Valley last season, they started five seniors on their starting lineup, whereas Sabetha, they got two juniors starting on theirs, but you don't play a lot of subs, but you just dominate the league. You go out of league and play, and you dominate teams out of there. And I mean, the Sabetha boys, it's going to be a great matchup because it's a rivalry, and every time these two teams play, it's always a good matchup. It doesn't matter how it turns out, but you said it. It's kind of like this girls' game we're seeing so far. Nemaha Central Thunder, the girls, they control their own destiny. Obviously, Riverside's losing right now to Hiawatha. Well, Sabetha boys, you control your own destiny. It starts here tonight on this floor. Biggest thing for the Sabetha boys, you got your next two big games. You look up on that deal, both of those teams are 7-2. That's Perry, LeCompton, and Holton. Those are your next two opponents. Friday night, you get Perry at home. Then you go to Holton. Who's got the best chance of upsetting you if one of those two teams does? You probably right now on paper would say Holton just because it's down there, but the Sabetha boys, the way they're playing, can anybody stop them? It's going to be interesting. Obviously, the other big thing for the guys' game, Brandon, we're going to have to say it, obviously, going into it. Anything could happen. Both of these boys' teams could play each other at Substate in Marysville this season, but if they don't, who knows, this could be the last time, obviously, ever that John Thomas and Coach Scott Berger for Sabetha might ever match up against each other if they don't play against each other at Substate.
Yeah, two legendary head coaches against Scott Berger and his announcing before the season started it would be his final year, 33rd year. Actually, both of these coaches in their 33rd season, which is pretty remarkable, and certainly we'll have that as the storyline for tonight in the boys' game, a legendary coaching matchup, no doubt about it. We'll take one final 60-second timeout when we come back. The girls' game will begin the second half, and it's Nemaha Central by 14, 25-11, and that's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Village Sampler and Sabetha help spoil your loved one this year. Valentine's Day will be here soon. Pre-order your gifts to ensure availability. Choose from fresh flowers, fresh chocolate, covered strawberries by the Buzz Cafe, candy bouquets, a wide selection of green plants, candles, and home decor. Village Sampler will have free delivery to the Sabetha schools on Tuesday, February the 14th. You'll find all your Valentine's gifts, flowers, and decor at Village Sampler in downtown Sabetha.
Roy Fry and the Kansas Insurance staff in Sabetha invite you to Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th. Nationally syndicated TV and radio host, popular author, Oscar-winning broadcaster, dynamic speaker and trainer Andrew McCray will be speaking on The Extra that brings excellence in business and life. His entertaining and enlightening real-life stories provide insight on how to find the extraordinary in what you do. Come join us, Sabetha Middle School Auditorium, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 16th.
Land Radio. All right, we welcome you back. Let's go. It's the start of the second half. Sabetha, do they have a run in them to come back? Trailing here at Nemaha Central, 25-11. The third quarter is underway. Sabetha now going from right to left with the opening possession. Here's Lukert at the point. Thunder, good man-to-man defense here early. She backs things out, working on Honeyman. A little bit of a stutter there. Now works it left to the wing. Thought about stepping back. Instead, now Scobie gets a touch, looking for Gruber inside. Lost it, taken away. A turnover by Sabetha, make it 10 in the game in their first of the third quarter. Up in transition, Addie Holthaus layup is right there. Good feed by Honeyman, and Addie Holthaus, first player in double figures with 10, makes it 27-11. And certainly crunch time now for the Blue Jays. Leads getting a little bit larger, and the offense has not been there tonight. Just 11 points to this part of the game, and we're in the early portions of the third. Nice drive, missing the layup. And a rebound for Addie Holthaus. Good drive by Haverkamp, just unable to convert. And now taken away. A steal by Lukerts, working on three white jerseys, and finally Dollinghaus able to knock it away and out of bounds. It's a good transition defense there by the Thunder, but the Blue Jays have it back at 6:53 to go in the third, trailing by 16. This is Luker to throw it in. Left corner, it goes to Hayden. Gruber now up top. Looking left, now goes right. This is Haverkamp. Right now you have Luker being guarded by Honeyman. Here's Gruber at the elbow. Dives to the block. Turns, facing, now kicking it right. Goes into the corner with Hayden. He'll bounce one into Scobie. Arms are locked up between Larkin, and if that's Larkin, that'll be her third foul.
It is.
And it is. First foul on either side of the third quarter, and Garrity's going to come right back in.
Yeah, and what's big about that is even though you're taking Larkin out with three fouls, you're bringing Garrity in. She has three fouls. So you got to be careful there for Coach Hilgen, because if she picks up her fourth quickly, then where do you go?
Yeah, so Nemaha Central has Garrity and Larkin each with three fouls. Sabetha has Gruber with three fouls. Here's a missed three by Lukerts and a rebound for Dollinghouse. Tried it from the left wing, just left it short. Thunder leading 27-11, not quite 2 minutes played in this third quarter. Deflected pass, Luker trying to chase it, and Honeyman, they're going to call her for over and back. Her foot went over the midcourt line, so it's going to be a Thunder turnover. It was a close play regardless, but Sabetha is going to be the benefactor there. For the Blue Jays near midcourt to throw it in near sideline. And what, again, is a 27-11 lead for Nemaha Central. They have really been out in front from the early going, and they have just slowly kind of put this one a little bit farther out of reach as time goes. The Blue Jays, they have a lot of time to make a run here, and Lukert will try to start that run with a drive from the left wing, kissing it off the window. Lukert has 8 of the 13, make it 27-13, and 5:50 to go in this third quarter. And once again, we have seen nothing but a 2-3 zone defense really all night. And the Blue Jays defensively, they stay in that right now, early portions of the third. Addie Holthouse at the point, right side to Honeyman on the wing. Garrity a touch inside, a little handsy there was Hayden, who picks up now her third foul. So both teams now have two with three. Sabetha has Gruber and Hayden three a pop. Thunder have Garrity and Larkin each with three fouls, so that means Detweiler's going to come in here for the Blue Jays. Thunder throw it in, leading by 14, 27-13. Haley Holthouse skips it to Honeyman, left side on the wing. Now in the paint it goes, a touch for Addie Holthouse. They work it back left wing. Honeyman picks it up on a double team. Haley Holthouse back to Honeyman, left side. Skips it near side with Dollinghouse. Gets it into Garrity and lost it through the hands in a turnover. They had set it up beautifully, but Garrity just could not handle the rock. And a turnover by the Blue Jays. Or correction by the Thunder. Blue Jays getting it back. We got 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. 27-13. It's the Thunder by 14. Blue Jays with the basketball. Gruber left side pass. This is Haverkamp who fires a three. Short off the rim. And a rebound for Nemaha Central. Here's Cammie Dollinghouse and Lukert trying to knock it away. But gathering is Dollinghouse. Now Garrity, short corner left. Back to the point, it goes to Haley Holthouse. Oh, she lost her footing, and it's going to be a steal as Mary Lukert's able to go coast to coast and lay it in with the left hand. Unfortunate, therefore, Nemaha Central and Haley Holthouse in an easy bucket. Lukert will take it, and it's down to 12 at 27-15. Holthouse misfiring from the elbow. Garrity a rebound and missing the second chance, and will shoot two. Second chance opportunity, certainly a big storyline in that first half as Detweiler picks up her first, team foul number two. Garrity to shoot two, she's 0 for 2 tonight. 2 points and 3 rebounds. First free throw is pure. Ellie Ruski and Ella Larkin's gonna check in here. Haley Holthouse will take a seat. They gotta get someone off the floor, and that's gonna be Honeyman. Right now a 28-15 lead for Nemaha Central at 4:22 to go in the third. Second free throw by Garrity, good as well. And she's got four. So Sabetha with the ball back. Thunder backing up that defense beyond the midcourt line. Sabetha gets it into the front court. Here is Haverkamp working around a screen. Scobie to Lukert right side. Puts it on the dribble, backs it down into the corner, a long two. This one is misfired, no good. And Detweiler the offensive rebound, so a second chance opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Here is Detweiler, Gruber, long pass. Into the corner it goes. Haverkamp curls, looking inside. And Scobie able to save it. And Nate Bauman's seen enough of that possession. He wants a timeout. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So 3:49 left in this third quarter. And Nemaha Central up 29-15.
Speaking of scores, Brandon, another quick one. The Hiawatha Riverside ones at the end of three. The Hiawatha Lady Redhawks 33. Lady Cyclones of Riverside 28.
So it's 33-28. So Riverside has fought their way back. They were down 11 in that first quarter. Obviously, if you're a Nemaha Central fan, you are cheering hard for Hiawatha. Riverside right now two back in the loss column. Essentially, if the Thunder hold on here, and then if Hiawatha pulls the upset, you're essentially up three-plus games with about four to go, essentially,
yeah.
Which
you have to imagine that's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard to give that one up, considering how good this Thunder team is. And I wouldn't say losing, you know, three or four consecutive games down the stretch probably isn't in the cards. You can essentially nearly lock yourself up a title if that's the outcome for tonight. Out of the timeout, Scobie an offensive rebound after a miss by Gruber and a bump and a foul against Nemaha Central. A little bit of moan and groan there by the fans. Didn't like that call as Addie Holthouse picks up her second and team foul number two. 3:45 left third quarter. It's a 29-15 Thunder lead. Here is Scobie, right side on the wing, puts it on the dribble once. Now Haverkamp, long pass, Detweiler fires a three. It's an air ball and a rebound on the backside by Ruski. And then Ruski is bumped and fouled. I believe that is Mary Lukert. And Lukert now picking up her second. And it's about the team foul number three. So we're down to 3:32 left in this third. Right now, Thunder with the basketball and that 14-point advantage. Here's Garrity up top, right side to Addie Holthouse. Dollinghouse short corner right, back to the point. Beautiful feed inside. This is Larkin kissing one off the window by Garrity, who gets the pass inside first. So Larkin, a nice finish. And she's got five, makes it 31-15 at 3:05 to go in the quarter. And the Blue Jays get it down to close to 10 or maybe even into single digits. You keep yourself alive if you can have a little run here to close the quarter, and right as I'm in the middle of saying that, the Blue Jays turn it over. And we'll get another sub in as Harder's going to check back in here for the Blue Jays. So Nemaha Central getting it back, leading 31-15 at 2:55 to go in this quarter. Nemaha Central and Sabetha back on December 20th played to a 29-27 game. Thunder able to escape with that win. And it's been a little bit more comfortable here through two and a half quarters. Currently leading by 16. Garrity off the fingertips and out of bounds. And Lukert's part of that reasoning for a turnover. And Nemaha Central now 5 in the third quarter, 10 in the game. Blue Jays get it back at 2:35 and rolling third quarter. Lukert's getting the play call from the sideline. Gets a high ball screen by Scobie. Pulls up from the elbow. Absolutely. Mary Lukert, just a little pick-and-roll game there, pulls up from 15 and cashing one from the elbow, makes it 31-17, and Lukert has 12 of the 17. So again, just not many contributions elsewhere right now for the Blue Jays, as Lukert has 12 of 17. The team down 31-17 at 2:05 to go in this third quarter. Harder nearly comes away with a steal, but Addie Holthouse gets it back to Ruski up top. Left side to Dollinghouse, dives in, floats a pass right wing. Addie Holthouse just in front of the three-point line, and now Haddon Hilchin has seen enough. He wants a timeout. It is a full, so we'll step aside as well. 1:54 to go in the third. 31-17, Nemaha Central, back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Kansaland Radio.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in northeast Kansas. We got Brandon, Chance, Logan, and Mike, of course, here on KNZA. Also dialed up on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net as we continue on here. Our first of two games tonight. Nemaha Central girls leading Sabetha 31-17. We got 1:54 left in this third quarter. Addie Holthouse leading the charge for Nemaha Central. She's got 10 points and 6 rebounds. Blue Jays have 12 for Mary Lukert, but just 5 from the rest of the roster. So again, outside of Lukert, just a no-go offensively tonight for the Blue Jays. They have gone very stagnant. And they have stayed in that 2-3 zone out of the timeout. Thunder with the basketball. Addie Holthouse dribbling back to the ring out high. Right side pass, it goes to Dollinghouse, faking back to the point, looking inside. Now it's Addie Holthouse again up top. Dollinghouse again. Now it's Garrity up top. Looks at left, goes that way to Ruski on the wing. Into the corner now with Addie Holthouse. Thought about popping a shot. Fed puts it on the dribble. Back to Ruski, left side. Picks it up prematurely, hands it off on the wing to Addie Holthouse. So a lengthy possession here. We're down to 1:15. As Ruski now will fire a deep left wing three. No good there. Way off the mark and a rebound for Mary Lukert. Here's Lukert right down Broadway. Long pass up the floor. Scobie on the block. Lost her footing. Threw it up. No good. Harder able to gather on the miss. Keep the possession alive. Now Lukert left side on the wing. Started by Ruski. Closed out quickly. Gruber gets a touch. Right back to Lukert. 50 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. 31-17, Nemaha Central. Lukert wants to go all the way and floats one up and in with the right hand. Beautifully done. She's got 14. 31-19 our score with now under 40 seconds to go in the quarter. See if the Thunder will play for this final shot. And now we get a whistle away from the ball, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Ella Larkin. That's going to be her fourth. She is frustrated to say the least, and didn't really see what went on there. Now the officials are huddled up underneath, but as of right now, it looks like Ella Larkin picked up her fourth.
Well, she said something because she wasn't happy about the foul, and the ref was watching it.
So they're going to say an illegal screen. Haddon Hilchin getting the scenario there.
So just the way the ref pulled the other ones in, I thought maybe you were going to look at maybe a technical or something off. I was like, not sure you can really get that, but unless he said something that she shouldn't have.
Yeah, I could see the frustration, and Haddon talking now with his senior forward, Ella Larkin, and she has to sit now with four fouls. So 30 seconds to go in the quarter. 31-19, Nemaha Central by 12. Blue Jays with the ball. They can get it back to within 10, but Lukert lost it in a steal. Tammy Dollinghouse lost it off her foot and out of bounds. You saw Haddon Hilchin yelling for one shot, and I don't know if his team heard it. A turnover by Nemaha Central.
Quick score update, Brandon. In the third quarter with 3 minutes left, Holton 34, Jeff West girls 13.
Holton girls looking like they're about to get a victory tonight at Jefferson West. Harder a three. This one not there. Rebound Nemaha Central. And that's going to take us to the end of the quarter as there was about 12 seconds left prior to that start of the Sabetha possession. But nonetheless, a 12-point lead. This one is not out of reach yet for the Blue Jays. We head to the final 8 minutes, a 31-19 Nemaha Central lead, back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Flatbed drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, it's our girls' game starting the fourth quarter. Brandon and Logan with you. It's Sabetha trailing here at Nemaha Central 31-19. Real quick, Logan, what did the Blue Jays have to do to get back?
In this game, you're still in it. You're only down 12. You got this entire fourth quarter. You got to get some turnovers, get some stops. Don't foul defensively. And you got to find somebody other than just Mary Luker on the offensive side.
Well, Addie Holthaus, a great start for her, now up to 12. A little fadeaway Jay in the paint makes it 33-19. So a good start there for the Thunder, getting a bucket on their first fourth quarter possession. Luker tries to answer, not there. Trying to fight for the rebound inside. It's Scobie able to tip it back out to Gruber to keep that one alive. Second chance opportunity. Can the Blue Jays counter? Lukert out near midcourt. Trying to get a ball screen by Gruber. Not much with the screen. Steps back. A right wing three. It is nothing but net. How about that? Mary Lukert doing everything she can. Now with 17 of the 22. That is her first three tonight. It's 33-22. And now a couple players bump heads. And I think it was Hayden and Lukert together. And now... And Hayden looks rattled after taking one to the dome. And it was an Omaha Central turnover, by the way, on that possession. So Hayden has to come out. Detweiler's going to come in. That's going to look like Lukert's, and Hayden kind of bumped heads after the jump ball inside. But a chance here for Sabetha. They are down 11 with 7 minutes to go. Here is Mary Lukert's. 17 of the 22 points tonight for the Blue Jays. Kicks it left. A three on the way. This one off the front rim. And a rebound after the miss for Nemaha Central. It was a good look by Detweiler, just unable to convert from the left corner. Here's Dollinghaus to Haley Holthaus. Right side on the wing for NC. Leading 33-22 with 6:35 to go. Haley Holthaus gets it back on the wing right. Works it back towards the top. It goes to Honeyman there. She launches a pass to Addie Holthaus. Her shot inside, no good. Garrity a rebound, turning on a face and able to get it back in, or back outside, I should say, but they finally blow it, and it's going to be a three-second call. So they ultimately get Garrity with a turnover after the offensive rebound. Blue Jays have it back, working it into the front court, trailing 33-22 with 6:10 to go in this game. Here's Gruber, left wing along two, and that one's rattled in there. Big shot for Jessica Gruber, who now has four, makes it 33-24. It's a nine-point game with 6 minutes to go. Blue Jays are not out of this one yet. Here's Honeyman driving from the right wing, short corner right, a jump shot, it's an air ball. Missed there by Addie Holthaus, and a rebound by Scobie. Blue Jays back with it, down nine. 5:45 and counting in the fourth quarter. Gruber setting the screen for Lukert. Sets back for three. This one off the heel strong. And a foul on the rebound attempt appears to be against Sabetha, and they're going to call it on Detweiler. That's her second. I would advise, and I would think Nate Bauman would, or I should say Haddon Hilchin on the other side for Omaha Central, if you're defending that pick and roll with Lukert, don't go under the screen.
No.
Because she's going to step back, and she's very capable of hitting that three. We've already seen it tonight. That's twice now in a row you've seen the defender go under the screen. She's hit one of two from three. You want to stay over the top.
Or you just have to switch it.
That is true.
I mean, if you can see it. I mean, the pick and roll, it's more just, hey, Mary, I'm going to set a screen for you. You step in and step right back out and shoot it.
Well, they get it back after the Addie Holthaus miss, and let's see what they dial up here. It's Lukert again with the ball at the point. Guarded by Honeyman. There's Gruber right at the top of the key, setting a screen. Honeyman read that screen this time, and it's harder for three. This one off the front rim, and a rebound for Omaha Central. Well, that was a good job by Honeyman there, staying above the screen, and Harder got a great look from three, but unable to convert. 4:51 to go, 33-24 our score.
And if you're Sabetha and you're Coach Nate Bauman, you got to hope that Alexia Hayden can get back in this game, because she's got a three-point shot as well. If she can get going, that she could help Mary Luker in the offense out as well.
She's a 36% three-point shooter, and we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. Fourth quarter action, 33-24 at Omaha Central. Back after this on KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Kansaland Radio.
Full squad in the house tonight. Brandon Chance, Logan Mike here on the Sabetha Channel, MSCSports.net. Chance in studio, Brandon, and Logan with... he says, cut it out. Oh, it's always fun here, no doubt, here on the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net. And that's a nine-point game with under 4:50 to go. There's still time here for the Blue Jays. It's 33-24. They've been down by as many as 16, but hanging around here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and if you're Nevada Central, you kind of feel like you're starting to be pressured here. You're still up by nine, but the way Sabetha is going offensively and stopping you defensively, well, here's the bad thing. Riverside's only down by four with under a minute, and they have the ball coming back the other way right now.
Keeping an eye on this Riverside-Hiawatha game, which is going to have some big implications on the top of the standings here after tonight's action. Here's Addie Holthouse out of the timeout, spins on the block. Her shot is strong, and bodies wrestling for it. They hit the floor, and the jump ball possession arrow is going to keep it here with Nemaha Central. And we've seen it a lot here this fourth quarter, just how Sabetha's kind of using Luke Gert in the pick-and-roll game. They're going inside to Addie Holthouse and kind of letting her go to work.
Yeah.
As they get her right inside again off the inbounds, her shot is left short. She tips it out into the corner to nobody, and it's out of bounds. So ultimately, the Blue Jays hold, and they'll get it back at 4:27 to go, down 9, 33-24. They trail 25-11 at the half and 31-19 at the end of three. Right now, 33-24, just under 4:20 to go. Here's Gruber up top, left side to Harder. Harder inside Scobie, Holthouse deflecting it out of bounds. Good defense there. As now near sideline, Scobie will throw it in for Sabetha. Harder, Lukerts, Gruber, and Haverkamp on the floor. Now another foul away from the ball, and I think they get Jessica Gruber maybe with an illegal screen, and that's her fourth foul. So that's a big possession there, and a turnover and a foul, and possessions now are running thin in this game. As Larkin nearly dribbled it off her own knee for a travel, but gathered it into the front court. Dollinghouse has skipped past to Haley Holthouse. Baseline drive, a little pull up, is good. How about that? Haley Holthouse now with five. 35-24, Thunder back in front by 11 at under 3:50 to go. Crunch time is here now. Can Lukert make some plays? She has it at the point, guarded by Honeyman. And she'll fire. This no good on a three and a rebound for Ella Larkin. Now Nemaha Central can slow down the pace with 3.5 minutes to go, leading by 11. Larkin at the elbow, works it back to the wing. Honeyman fires. It's an air ball on a three. And Addie Holthouse somehow coming away with the offensive rebound. And she gets it right back inside. Her layup off the window. Addie Holthouse, 14 points. As consistent as they come in this league. And it's now 37-24, just over 3 minutes to go. You need buckets, and you need them now if you're Sabetha. They went inside looking for Scobie. Gets it back out to Lukert. Lukert on the wing, now wants to go baseline pass in, or floater is in there. She spins it home, and a timeout for the Blue Jays. 19 for the Blue Jays at the full. We'll follow suit. 2:55 left in the game, 37-26, an 11-point Nemaha Central lead. Back after this here on KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit, these may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Brandon and Logan and Chance with you real quick as we're coming out of this timeout. 37-26. Thunder trying to hold on here against Sabetha, and we're trying to look and see what the latest update is here for Riverside and Hiawatha.
44-37, Hiawatha is going to the free throw line with a 7-point lead with 29 seconds.
So Hiawatha would really have to do some negative things to maybe give that one up, but they're trying to ice that one at the free throw line, and that is huge for Nemaha Central if they do hold on. Really putting them now three full games in front of the rest of the pack. in the standings with just a couple weeks left. And Thunder again trying to win a piece of their sixth straight league championship. And out of bounds there, a turnover by Nemaha Central. Driving baseline and stepping out of bounds was Honeyman. And a Nemaha Central turnover. So 2:40 to go. Sabetha with it down 11. They need points quickly and they need stops quickly. Here's Lukerts at the point, guarded by Honeyman. No one going out to screen for. Detweiler now has it in the corner, and she spins on the pivot foot and is called for a walk. Well, that's not a good possession there for the Blue Jays, and a quick sub in for Nemaha Central as Garrity checks back in. Haley Holthaus will come out. Down to 2:27 left in the game. Still an 11-point Nemaha Central lead at 37-26. So now the Blue Jays throw a little bit of pressure here into the full court. And then Addie Holthaus is knocked down at midcourt. Ball's on the floor. Lukert trying to fight for it. It's out of bounds. And it's last touch by the Blue Jays. After all that, the Thunder's going to keep it. Down to 2:19 left in the game. Thunder by 11 with the ball. Still trying to get it across midcourt. And Haddon Hilchin, you can hear him yelling for a timeout. He'll call it. It's a 30. So we'll keep it right here. 2:18 left in the game. 37-26 Nemaha Central. And just getting a quick check. It looks like Hiawatha is about to wrap one up over there.
Yeah, it's 46-39. Hiawatha, however, just missed the first free throw of two, about 10 seconds left in the game.
So, again, it looks like Hiawatha is going to knock off Riverside tonight, which is going to be a positive for all the Thunder fans here tonight, which, again, as long as Nemaha Central holds on, there's still a little bit of time left for the Blue Jays, but that's going to move them essentially three full games in front of everybody with just a couple weeks left here in the regular season. And I don't see this Nemaha Central teaming up, and I don't think they're going to lose four straight games to close things out.
Brandon, Hallie Studer for Riverside just hit a buzzer-beating three-pointer. However, they still lose it by four, 46-42. Hiawatha hangs on.
So 46-42, Hiawatha holds on, and a big win over a top-ranked team in 2A in Riverside, just their third loss of the year. And that's now the third league loss for Riverside. So Nemaha Central with 2:05 to go. Working some clock here, up 11 at 37-26. Honeyman to Dollinghouse on the right wing. Back up top it goes to Honeyman. Gets a Garrity screen, works it towards the wing, picks it up left side. Up top it goes to Larkin. Now a minute 50 to go. Nate Bauman's going to try to switch things up because a lot of clock's being wasted here. Now a whistle and a foul.
Ooh.
So they call a foul here against Gruber, I believe, and that's going to be her fifth. She fouls out of the game. And after all that, a lot of clock comes off. And down to a minute 43, and Ella Larkin's going to shoot two, it looks like. Sabetha fans not quite happy with that call. As Nate Bauman getting an explanation from the official as Gruber fouls out of the game. The 5'9 senior finishing tonight, 4 points and three rebounds. And there's Lexi Hayden. We saw her get bumped up in the first foul. Had to come out with a little bit of an injury, but she's back on the floor. Good to see.
And obviously, Brandon, we're just commentators, obviously. Obviously,
that is true.
You know, me being Sabetha Channel, it seems a little biased, but you saw that. Jessica Gruber was set. She never once moved, and that was maybe a...
I think on the flip side, I think she could have sold it a little bit better.
Maybe.
But, yeah, she was set.
I mean, she never moved.
No. And two free throws ultimately knocked down by Ella Larkin makes it 39-26, and we're down to just 1:40 to go. The Blue Jays in a miracle now. Hayden inside, short on the shots, trying to fight for her own miss. It's bumped out of bounds, and it's last touch by Hayden. And now Nemaha Central getting it back with 90 seconds to go, up 13. Here is Dollinghouse, gets the entry pass, right back to Addie Holthaus, splitting a couple defenders, cross the timeline, Honeyman high left, back to Addie up top, and they'll reset. So now the Blue Jays just trying to ramp it up, throw some Mad Dog defense out there, and just try to force a turnover, but Thunder doing a good job moving it around the perimeter. Larkin now has it, had it knocked away, and a whistle and a foul. And if that's, I think Hayden who picked up that foul, that is her fourth. Team foul number seven, so Ella Larkin now will shoot a 1-1 with 1:09 to go. Inter team leading 39-26. Larkin's first is good. 8 points for Ella Larkin, 5 in the second half. She's 4 for 5 at the line and has 5 rebounds. 52% at the stripe coming in, and she goes 2 for 2 here and now has 9. So it's now 41-26, back to a 15-point deficit for Sabetha, and now a minute to go in this game. So the Thunder got out to an early lead. Blue Jays were able to hang around for the majority of this second half as Lukert fires a deep one, and she cans a triple. Lukert, her second triple tonight. She's up to 22 points as the Thunder get it up the floor. Break the press. Garrity easily at the rim for 2. She's got 6. 43-29 with now 33 seconds to go. Well, I think you got what you came to see in regards to what you get from Lukert on a night-in, night-out basis, but just not much else offensively for Sabetha outside of that. I know Nate Bauman has talked to me times throughout the year that that's been an issue as Larkin breaks the press and gets it 2 as well. Well, this final score is not going to really indicate, I think, how close this game actually was, but Thunder just putting up some points here with the final 5 seconds ticking off the clock. This is Harder in the right corner of 3. Why not to close things out? And Carly Harder cans a triple, but that's not going to be enough. As Nemaha Central holds on, they win it here. 45-32. As they get the win, improving now to 15-1 overall. 10-0 in league play. One step closer to an outright league championship. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, welcome back as we are now in between ball games and our girls game final, and it's Nemaha Central, one of the best in 3A, continuing their strong push and getting some recognition here before the boys start warming up. But it's a 45-32 Nemaha Central win. Brandon, Logan, and Chance with you here on KNCA, also on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Quick thought before we dive into the numbers again. You know, you get a big night for Mary Lukert, but again, at times this year, some injuries haven't helped the cause for Sabetha, but again, they're just, sometimes they go stagnant, they don't get much else outside of Mary Lukert, and that was kind of the case tonight. She had 22 of the 32.
Yeah, and it was another great game for Mary. Obviously, she comes off that game last Friday where she scored 27 against Royal Valley, but the biggest thing tonight, Brandon, you look at it, is about the girls. Other than Mary, you didn't really have much anywhere else offensively. Obviously, Alexia Hayden I spoke about how great she's been from the three-point line this season. She did really well the other night in the win to help, you know, Mary Lucert. She didn't score at all tonight. So, Lucy, I know you don't have anything down for her for points. Obviously, she came out there in the fourth quarter. She was hurt. But then you think about, like, Jessica Gruber fouling out with five fouls. Obviously, she didn't score very much. She would have thought inside with Ella Larkin and Garrity having three fouls early as they did, you would have tried to get it to her a little bit more and either get her to the line and get one of them to pick up their fourth, or maybe she just gets lucky and she gets the shot because they don't want to foul. But you just didn't see it. So they basically tried to put everything in the Mary, and, I mean, for the Bethel girls, obviously, turnovers didn't help either.
Well, we'll dive into it momentarily, but real quick ovation here for Blue Jays boys basketball coach Scott Berger. We mentioned it a little bit, his final season. An incredible run so far as John Thomas giving him a nice basketball here as both these coaches, again, just legendary when it comes to this area and Big 7 League basketball. And Scott Berger announcing this would be his final year. And nicely done by Nemaha Central here to give him a little bit of recognition before their game gets going here tonight.
Yeah, obviously, as far as the guys' game, Brandon, you just alluded to it, the recognition. We talked about it. We're going to get into it a little bit more. We got to finish the girls, talking about the girls game, but just right quick. Obviously, two great coaches, two probably the best coaches in the Big 7 League for I don't know how many years now. They went head and head how many times, you know, two for sure every single season. A lot of times, three times a season, obviously, in the same step state every single season. I mean, they just have, both teams have had great sides. I was part of it, for 4 years, obviously, played for Sebesta and Coach Scott Berger, but I mean, it's just unbelievable when these two teams match up, and we're going to get to see it here in a little bit. But let's get back to the final stats and everything and recap of this girls' game.
Yeah, Nemaha Central girls winning at 45-32. They led 14-6 at the end of one. They had a 25-11 lead at the half. Now, Sebetha kept it close. They actually outscored Nemaha Central by two in the third quarter. Yeah. They were down 12 going into the fourth quarter. They got it under 10. They had it to within 9 on a couple occasions, but Nemaha Central just really able to kind of put the foot down, close it out from there, get a couple late buckets to, again, win it by 13, 45-32. So, again, Nemaha Central now 15-1. They are 10-0 in league play. Sebetha girls dropping to now 9-7 overall and 6-4 in Big 7 league play. Thunder were led tonight by Addie Holthaus. She had 14 points and 8 rebounds in near double-double. Ella Larkin also in double figures. She had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Outside of that, 6 apiece for Cammie Dollinghaus and Reagan Garrity. They had 5 from Haley Holthaus, and then 3 points from Callie Honeyman. For Sebetha tonight, again, it was all Mary Lukert. She had 22 of the 32. She had 2 threes. 16 of her 22 came in the second half of play. And then outside of that, Jessica Gruber had 4. Trinity Detweiler with 3. Carly Harder had 3 as well. Sebetha had 14 turnovers. 14 rebounds. They were 0 of 2 at the line. They actually did not shoot a free throw in the second half. They hit 3 threes in the game. Nemaha Central, 15 turnovers, 28 rebounds. They were 9 of 13 at the line, and they had 2 threes, both hit in the first half. Now time to announce our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So our player to bank on tonight. Now you just look for it. I think, again, Addie Holthaus kind of leading the charge for Nemaha Central tonight. Consistent, putting up right about her average. Came in 15-7, and she goes for 14-8 tonight. It's as consistent as it gets, and she was really the true consistent player for Nemaha Central tonight, again, as they get the win, 45-32.
And you said it, Brandon, right quick to end it. Obviously, I agree with you on player of the game. You said Nemaha Central goes to 10-0. Biggest storyline other than that? The fact that they don't have to worry about it now because Riverside just got beat.
Yeah, Hiawatha girls knocking off Riverside tonight. So that drops Riverside to 8-3 in the standings. Nemaha Central is now 10-0. So they've played one less game than Riverside and have a 3-game advantage in the loss column.
Yes.
So that is huge. And then outside of that, Sebetha takes their 4th loss. And those are the top three. Everybody.
It looked like Jeff West was going to go down tonight to Holton as
right,
well.
Yeah.
So Jeff West was sitting right behind Sebetha at 4-6.
So, again, there's a pretty big drop-off from the top three, but right now, Nemaha Central really now putting the stamps down as probably the outright league champion as they go 3 up in the loss column with just a couple weeks left. So, again, our final from the girls' game tonight, Nemaha Central 45, Sebetha 32, Lady Thunder now 15-1 overall, 10-0 in league play, that much closer to an outright league championship. Blue Jays drop to 9-7 and 6-4 in league play. So that'll do it for our first broadcast here tonight. Give us about 10 minutes. We'll send it back to the studio. Chance will take care of you there for, again, about 10 minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for what should be a fantastic boys game. It always is when the Thunder and Blue Jays hook up, as we get to see the number one team in Class 3A, the undefeated and 15-0 Sabetha Blue Jays, under 30-year head coach Scott Berger, taking on a Nemaha Central team that's 7-8 overall, 5-4 in league play, under 33-year head coach in John Thomas. Again, the girls' final, Nemaha Central 45, Sabetha 32. Back in about 10 minutes. Hang with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
An Auburn, Kansas man has been arrested in connection with a 2021 Jackson County wreck claiming the life of a Topeka woman during a law enforcement pursuit. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris said 44-year-old Eugene Love Jr. was arrested Sunday on a Jackson County warrant, charging him with first-degree murder and 13 other counts. Morris said Shawnee County deputies located Love in Shawnee County. The charges were filed last November following an investigation by the Kansas Highway Patrol into a two-vehicle wreck on May the 27th, 2021, at the intersection of 286 Road and U.S. 75 Highway, about 7 miles north of Holton. The patrol reports Love was westbound on 286 Road, fleeing from a Jackson County Sheriff's deputy when he failed to stop at the intersection and his car collided with a southbound SUV on U.S. 75. A passenger in the SUV, Shy Boyd, was pronounced dead at the scene. Four others, including Love, were injured in the wreck. Love was booked into the Jackson County Jail, where he's being held on a $750,000 bond. The Prairie Hills USD 113 Board of Education held a public hearing Saturday morning on a proposal to close the Wetmore Academic Center. More than 25 individuals spoke during the about two-hour hearing, with all voicing their support for keeping the school open. They included current students, former students, parents, community members, and others. The students spoke about what the school means to them and important role it plays in their lives. A patron said the Wetmore School has been successfully educating students for generations and noted the academic achievement of students at the school. Others questioned the need to close the school and asked that a neutral third party be brought in to review the district's finances. According to a resolution approved by the board in December, the closure has been proposed due to a continued declining enrollment and budgetary considerations. The resolution said closure of the school is necessary to allow for additional educational opportunities for students and more efficient use of resources. There are currently 125 students at the K-12 Wetmore School. According to information presented by Superintendent Todd Evans at the hearing, the Wetmore School has seen an enrollment decline of 51 students over the past 10 years and 29 students over the past 5 years. Based on a September 2022 count, Evans said there were three classes at the school with five or less students and five or less than 10 students. Evans said the cost to educate a student at Wetmore is the highest among the district schools at $13,059. Board members did not comment at the hearing. A decision on whether to close the school could come as early as the board's February 13th meeting. A Topeka man accused of stealing a vehicle from Hiawatha was taken into custody following a pursuit. Brown County Sheriff John Merchant, in a release, said the sheriff's office was notified Sunday that a vehicle reported stolen from Hiawatha a few days prior was located at a residence in the vicinity of 130th and Falcon Roads on the Kickapoo Reservation. At about 8 o'clock Sunday morning, Merchant says the vehicle drove away from the residence and failed to yield to deputies, and a pursuit ensued. The vehicle pulled into a field in the vicinity of 220th and Acorn Roads, where the driver and sole occupant, 26-year-old Tristan Morris, was arrested without incident. Following his arrest, Morris was booked into the Brown County Jail on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony obstruction, possession of stolen property, flee and attempt to elude, reckless driving, and no driver's license. Morris also had felony warrants in Brown County for probation violation and failure to appear, as well as a felony warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska for failure to appear. No injuries were reported in the pursuit. The Kickapoo, Iowa, and Sac and Fox Tribal Police Departments as well as Nemaha County Sheriff's Department and Sabetha Police Department, assisted in the case.
An Atchison residential burglary that occurred last week has led police to who they say was behind the crime. According to a release from Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, 35-year-old James Gilliland of Atchison was arrested Saturday for burglary and theft. According to Wilson, the 57-year-old resident of the home, located in the 400 block of North 2nd Street, reported to police Friday that a burglary had occurred sometime between 6:50 that morning and 12:20 that afternoon. Reported as missing from the residence were several firearms and several knives. The investigation that followed receipt of the report led police to Gilliland, who was apprehended around 1:30 Saturday morning. Following his arrest, Gilliland was booked into the Atchison County Jail.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area forecast. We'll see a bit of precipitation moving back into the forecast for the middle of the work week. Rain showers mostly, but could see a few flakes here and there. We'll have some light flurries also possible Thursday into Friday with slightly cooler temperatures. The cold temperatures will not last long. We'll be right back in the 50s for the upcoming weekend. Clear skies, temperatures mid-20s, southwest winds light around 5. Chance for rain showers Wednesday afternoon, otherwise lots of sunshine. Temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Wednesday night, we have a chance for rain. Could see some snow mixing in. Cloud cover, 30 for your low. And north winds gusting up to 20. Thursday, cloud cover, high of 44. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Keeping you connected, our Kansaland Community Calendar is powered by JBN Telephone Company. The Onega Historical Society and the Museum Building Committee is holding a Soup with My Sweethearts. It's a soup and dessert lunch on Saturday, February 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Onega Senior Center. There'll be a wide variety of soups, desserts, and ice cream. There'll also be a silent auction February 11th in Onega.
Keeping you connected on the Kansaland Community Calendar, powered by JBN Telephone Company. Bingo from 2 to 4, Saturday, February 18th, and every third Saturday each month at the Muskota Community Center. It's 25 cents a card for prizes. Proceeds will go to the Muskota Cancer Support Group. They also have support group meetings the first Monday of each month for patients, survivors, and caregivers.
Love me too.
the way